Luke, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
Well, I am very excited to speak with you and excited about this interview. And I'd like to start off just by asking you, how long have you been part of the FFA?
Yeah, I've been in the FFA since freshman year of high school, 14 years old. I'm now 20, almost 21. So it's been 6 or 7 years now. Spending my time in the Blue Jacket, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm grateful for every moment, every year.
All right. Well, what brought you in? Why did you want to join this organization?
You know, in junior high, I was in the 4-H just because I wanted to show some livestock at the fair. And so I had some pigs, and that was pretty much all I knew of what agriculture consisted of and what my role could be. However, when I got to high school, I have three older sisters, and all three of them had taken the ag classes, but were never very involved, never owned a blue jacket like I did. But they encouraged me. They said, Luke, you got to take these classes. You'll enjoy the teachers. You'll enjoy the classes. You got to do it. So I enrolled. I took Agricultural Integrated Science, which is our Intro to Science course as a freshman. And I also enrolled in the Agricultural Leadership course. And that's what really, really hooked me. When I took that class as a freshman, all the freshmen in the leadership course were required to memorize the FFA creed and compete in the competition. And so when I did that the fall of freshman year, I suddenly realized, wow, this is a cool gig. I could like this, from the public speaking aspect and learning about agriculture and being exposed to an industry that I really had no personal experiences in, besides my extended family who were involved in agriculture. I just found this is a place that I can feel like I belong and a place I ended up sticking with and grateful that I did.
That is a great story. And it's interesting you bring up the public speaking. So do you consider yourself a natural public speaker, or was it the FFA that brought this out in you?
You know, I don't know if it was natural or not. My parents would probably say that I wouldn't quit talking growing up. I don't know if that makes me a natural public speaker or not, but I definitely didn't. I didn't have the training before taking the ag classes in FFA, but those classes gave me the refined skills. So I always loved talking in front of a crowd, but it was the FFA that taught me exactly how to generate a message that will be impactful for an audience. And what that looks like, and whether that was through the different career development events I was involved in, like prepared public speaking, crafting a message behind an agricultural issue, and being able to speak knowledgeably about it was definitely something that the FFA taught me. Not just rambling and talking about things that are on my mind, but really having a message and sharing that with the world around me was something that FFA really gave to me.
Absolutely. Well, tell me about your pathway to becoming National FFA president. How did that all unfold, and what has that meant to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it means a ton of just being, I've just been so grateful to be able to represent students all across the country. It's pretty mind-boggling sometimes when I think about, wow, just a kid from a smaller town on the central coast of California, I suddenly represent a student all the way up in Maine to Hawaii to everything in between. And that is humbling, and I'm so grateful for it. You know, there wasn't any sort of simple, straightforward path towards national office. A lot of students have asked me, you know, is that something that you pictured yourself doing and dreamed of doing your entire time in FFA? And quite honestly, no. Not because I didn't want it, but I just never really pictured myself getting to that point until I served as a state officer in California. And then I watched as Brianna Holbert from California was elected National FFA president last year. And she was a good friend of mine. She was a good friend of our state officer team in California. She traveled around with us as the national officer candidate. And then I was able to see a little bit through her eyes what national office looked like and realized, you know, this is something I could see myself doing. And took the time to talk to different mentors of mine and see if it was really something I wanted to do. And I just decided that this is something I care about. It's something I believe in, the message of our organization and what it provides for students and really provides for the world of generating the next generation of leaders. And so something I believe in, decided to go after. And now that I'm in this role, I wouldn't have it any other way, but it wasn't any sort of straightforward path to it.
Well, once you decided that you were going to go for it, how did things change for you? Did you change something in terms of how you were devoting your time or what kind of preparations you started making?
You know, there was definitely a study plan and a schedule to make sure that I was on point with my skills and abilities to be prepared for the interview room. And more than that, to be prepared for being elected as a national officer. I think for any sort of interview, you can't just prepare for the interview. You got to prepare for the role, because if you're just prepared for the interview and you end up getting it, then you're going to need some more work to do. So it was a lot of days of studying more, getting more knowledge about the agricultural industry, getting more knowledge about education and the state of agricultural education. And then it was also getting more experiences with members. That's really what it's all about. As a national officer, we represent students when it comes down to it. Yes, we represent the entire organization, and we get to meet with many more people than just students, but that's who we are. We are students, and we represent the FFA members across the country. And so getting those experiences as a candidate, I think, were some of the most valuable experiences I had while running for national office, was getting to students all across the state of California and hearing what they have to say about why they're in FFA and why they are grateful for their experiences, and being able to share those stories with throughout the interview process, and now being able to share those stories and even more across the country throughout my years, really why I'm doing this and why it matters. It's sharing the stories of the 670,000 students across our country that are part of this organization.
Well, Luke, let me ask you, when you were elected national president, how did life change for you?
Oof. Well, I mean, your name is called, and suddenly you have to realize, oh my gosh, is that really my name? and then you run down there, and suddenly your world has changed. And in the most simplest ways, and in some much larger ways. Simple ways being that, wow, suddenly I need to not go to college for the next year, and need to figure out a plan with that, of taking the year off. And then also much bigger ways of, wow, I'm about to travel the entire country for a year, and I'm about to make incredible relationships with students across the country that I never would have been able to otherwise. And so you suddenly just are put into this position that not many get to do. And something I'm so grateful that I never really imagined I'd be able to travel nearly all 50 states in one year, and really getting a feel for what the country looks like and what agriculture looks like in all 50 states. It was a pretty crazy moment to hear my name, and I literally had to look to the screen and make sure, is that my name? Is that my face on the screen? Mm-hmm. And I had a special moment where I was able to be hugging Brianna Hulbert, past National Today president. And like I mentioned, she's a good friend of mine. And so to be able to hug her first and run on the stage with her, that was pretty special to know that a friend was the one who was installing me into office.
Yeah, very cool. Now, you're right in the middle of your college journey. You get elected national president, and boom, that's all on hold for a moment.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to suddenly think, oh my gosh, I'm living out of a suitcase for a year. I don't really have a set home for the year, and I'm putting life on hold. But a lot of people ask me what that's like, and I just have to say, well, it's worth it. You know, it's a hard year, but man, is it a worthwhile year to do. Mm-hmm. Just the amount of experiences we get, it all bunched in the 365 days, is pretty astounding.
Well, I want to ask you this question. How do you see agriculture influencing the world around us?
I think that nowadays, in 2019, the changes we're seeing in agriculture is that it's becoming more and more prevalent into everybody's life every single day. And now, yes, it's always been impacting everybody's lives every day because we all have to eat, but nowadays, you see technology companies in very urban settings that are technology ag companies. As a state officer, I had the chance to visit Granular, which is a ag tech software company now owned by Corteva Agriscience. And to be able to see an ag tech company right there in the middle of San Francisco, an urban hub of California, was pretty incredible. And there are people who every day now walk past certain companies just like that in much more urban settings that before maybe had no thought of agriculture. And now they're seeing different areas of new technology that is changing their perspective of what agriculture might look like. And that's something that we see as we begin incorporating with our organization as well. Recently, National FFA, with some generous partners such as Agrinovis and Microsoft, created the Blue Room at National Convention and Blue 365. Which are lesson plans, Blue 365 are lesson plans that teachers can bring to the classroom to educate students about technology and agriculture. And then the Blue Room at National Convention is a immersive experience where students get to listen to speakers in a sort of TED Talk style, as well as just see the different technologies that are being incorporated into agriculture today. I think that's just the biggest part in 2019 in modern agriculture, how every day people are seeing these changes and beginning to see how they can be connected to agriculture more and more, even if they never set foot on a farm.
Yeah, that's really well said, and absolutely true. Absolutely true. Now, you mentioned that you're going to be living out of a suitcase for a year. So does every national officer have the same schedule and the same travel schedule as you, just going to different places for that year that they're serving?
We all get to go to different places, but it's pretty independent travel. But we're all spread out. So we try to reach as many of the states as possible, as constantly as possible. So we all have our own individual schedules, and thankfully we just get to cross paths every now and then. We keep rotating through and crossing paths, but all very solo travel.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Luke. Really enjoyed hearing your story and hearing all about everything you're doing. Very excited for you and really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks so much, Matt. I really appreciate being here and getting to continue to spread the message of what we believe in as an organization. So thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.